Today marks the beginning of Advent, which in the church marks the beginning of a new year. Advent is the span of four Sundays, the four Sundays before Christmas, a time in the cycle of the church year when we dare to hope. Hope about a world filled with peace and justice, love and joy. When we have the audacity to hope that there is something more than this, something better, something that is reflective of God's love, something that will be born again into the world on Christmas with the birth of Jesus. This year's Advent theme is A Weary World Rejoices, because we have to acknowledge the reality of our own condition. For many of us, weariness has seeped into our bones and has touched all the areas of our lives. Weary because of personal and familial issues. Weary because of local, national, and world events. Weary because the 2024 election circus has already begun. Weary because COVID is still hanging around. Weary because there are still people who are hungry, still people experiencing homelessness, still children who can't use the bathroom they feel most comfortable in at school or read the books they're interested in. We are weary because the gap between the rich and the poor is ever widening. The access to adequate mental health care remains limited, and gun violence remains too prevalent. There are wars raging, and loved ones are estranged, weary. Daylight is fleeting and the cold has set in. News from the doctor came, and it isn't what we hoped for. Weary. So how do we hold these two things together? Our weariness and the joy and the hope that comes with this Advent season. Zechariah was caught in this tension. We learn that he and Elizabeth, who are advanced in age, do not have children. We imagine the myriad of emotions that this has caused them, one of which is quite possibly weariness. And then, out of the blue, this angel appears and promises that Elizabeth will have a child. And not just any child, but the one who will prepare the people for God. That's a lot. Overwhelming would be an understatement. We can imagine that there is a part of Zechariah that years ago he buried deep, deep down inside. A part of him that hopes against hope that what the angel is saying is true. A part that is excited and thrilled at the prospect of welcoming a child after so many years. And we also understand that he is scared, and he's probably guarding himself against disappointment. So this internal struggle comes out as Zechariah questions Gabriel. Though some scholars believe that Zechariah's silence was a punishment, I wonder if it was something more. Perhaps this is one of those times when we're silent because our sighs are too deep for words. Or perhaps it is something that is more reflective of the God that we know, the God of love and grace. Maybe Zechariah's silence is a balm for his weary soul. Or perhaps this was intended as a gift, a time to think and reflect, to listen and not speak, to re-encounter the joy and the hope that comes with such an amazing proclamation. Or maybe it was just too wonderful for him to comprehend, and so his body reacted in this way. Just too overwhelmed to speak. Whatever the reason, Zechariah prepared for the birth of his son John the Baptist, in silence. At the start of this Advent season, you are invited into this time of hope and joyful anticipation, while acknowledging that we are fully human and that life is complicated and complex and messy and sad and hard, and most likely not in any way, shape, or form how we imagined it would be. And it's okay not to be okay. And it's okay to grieve these things. And it's okay to be mad about those things. And it is also okay, beloved ones, to find joy in the midst of the hard, to laugh even if we're in a season of grieving, to hope when we have no earthly reason to hope. When we are weighed down by debt, our hope is in knowing that our bank account does not define our worth. When we are lonely, our hope rests in the knowledge that God is always with us. When illnesses rage, our hope is in the great physician. When death comes, our hope is in life eternal. Because the ancient story of our faith says that there is reason to hope, because Christ will be born again and again and again into this world. And he will teach us how to live and to love, and he will call us into this holy, redemptive, radical, difficult work of love and justice. He will call us into the messy work of being community with one another, and loving and learning and growing and serving together, of caring for others and for allowing others to care for us, of believing that ultimately love wins, that God wins, that good overcomes evil. This Advent, we will acknowledge and embrace our weariness while still preparing for Christ to come. In the midst of our weariness, we can also experience joy and hope. It doesn't have to be an either or. Like Zechariah, we can doubt and question. We've all probably become wise to the fact that if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. But and that holds 99% of the time. But maybe with God it isn't. God does amazing things with ordinary people in God's time. I wonder how many of us identify a bit with Zechariah, and weariness has seeped deep into our bones. I wonder how many of us have been so consumed by weariness that we can't let ourselves hope because we know just how painful that disappointment is. I wonder if we too need the gift of silence to give us time and space to find that hope. But unlike Zechariah, we don't have an angel who has appeared to make that happen. So this Advent, we have to be intentional to make space for the stillness and the silence in this time of waiting and preparation. We have to make space to encounter that joy, to remember who and whose we are. So here is my invitation for you. Find and create a practice of stillness and silence for the next 3 short weeks of Advent. A time and place where each day you can let God into the places in your soul that are filled with hurt and doubt, pain and grief, or discouragement, into the spots where fear and numbness live. In this season, I invite you to be open to the presence and the work of hope, of healing and comfort, as you welcome Emmanuel, God with us. As we start this Advent journey together, I invite you to take this paper. They're found on the center aisles and on the side aisles, so pass them down to your pewmates. And if you need one and you can't find one, raise your hand. We've got a couple extras, and Nancy can help pass them out. And for our friends online, you can type this into the chat or send Pastor Hannah a private message with the things we're going to talk about. All right, I invite you on this piece of paper to write down the things that are making you weary, the things in your life that make you weary. And you can write on the back of it, you can write on the front of it, however you want to do it. And when you come up for communion, I invite you to bring this piece of paper and to drop it into the offering basket. I want you to offer your weariness to God. And as you receive communion, I want you to take with you a reminder that even in your weariness, you are God's beloved, and God is always with you. And our friends online, you can type that in the chat, and Hannah will write that and bring that up for you. Amen.